Welcome back, everyone, to the Deep Dive. You know, you've been sending in a ton of updates lately on Microsoft Teams Rooms and, all the related technologies around that. So today, I thought we could really dive into that information and try to make sense of it all. Pull out those important dates and features that are rolling out, and maybe more importantly, those end-of-life dates, the things you need to know so you can make sure your meeting rooms keep running smoothly.
Definitely a lot to unpack. And, for those of you listening, our goal today is to go beyond just, reading the headlines. We want to really dig into what these changes mean for you, how you think about, managing your meeting spaces going forward.
So let's start with something that really jumped out at me. There's a whole bunch of new features set to roll out around April 2025, and two of those are going GA, general availability. And just as a reminder, that usually means a feature is fully baked and ready for everyone to start using. So first up is this room recommender, which seems like it could be a huge help for people trying to find and book the right meeting spaces.
You know what's really interesting about the room recommender going GA? I think it has the potential to really change how we even think about meetings.
Really?
Yeah, imagine a system that's smart enough to suggest rooms that are maybe underutilized or, a space that's a better fit for the type of meeting you're having. Could be a game changer for efficiency and, no more of that last minute scrambling to find an open room.
So we're talking about like actually saving people time and frustration.
Absolutely. And you know what else? Less wasted space, which, as we all know, space is a valuable commodity these days.
Yeah, very true.
So that alone makes it a pretty big deal, I think.
And then right alongside that, in April, we also have ad hoc individual desk booking going GA.
With so many people working hybrid these days, this feels like a really practical addition.
Oh, yeah, this is huge. It's all about making it easy for people to reserve a workspace when they need it without having to, commit to a desk long term. Really speaks to how the office is evolving. No more assigned desks, right? It's more fluid, more about empowering people to choose where they work best.
And maybe even giving companies better data about how their spaces are being used.
Absolutely. Think about the insights you could gain. Are certain areas more popular at certain times? Are people booking desks near their teams? This kind of data can help organizations design and manage their workspaces in a way that's truly effective.
And speaking of how work is changing, this next one really caught my eye. Auto-update workplace presence with Wi-Fi.
Oh, yeah, this was a bit of a game changer too, right?
Yeah, set to hit public preview in April, which means you can try it out and give feedback. But think about it, your team status will automatically reflect if you're in the office or not, just based on your Wi-Fi connection.
Right, so no more manually updating your status. It knows if you've walked in the door. Potentially a huge boost for spontaneous collaboration, right? You can easily see who's actually around for those impromptu meetings.
Yeah, but it also raises some questions too.
Absolutely, and I think these are really important questions. We have to think about the privacy implications. People need to be comfortable with how this data is being used, and we can't ignore the potential for that always-on feeling.
Yeah, definitely something to be mindful of, that balance between, convenience and privacy.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so looking ahead to early next quarter, we've got facilitator agent support in Teams Rooms hitting public preview.
Ooh, I'm excited about this one. This could really change how we manage meetings, right?
Yeah, so what's an intelligent agent doing in our meeting rooms?
Well, think about it. It could automate all those little tasks that take up time, like starting and stopping recordings, managing participants, maybe even troubleshooting some basic tech issues.
Right. So I, as the meeting organizer, can focus on, the content.
Exactly. You can be more present, more engaged, and the agent can handle all the background stuff. Makes meetings smoother, more efficient.
Okay, love that.
And who wouldn't want that?
And rounding out that early next quarter timeframe, occupancy status on Teams panels is going GA.
Ah, finally.
Ah.
This is such a no-brainer.
I know, right?
You can see at a glance if a room is free right from the panel outside the door. No more peeking in, no more trying to remember booking schedules.
Saves everyone so much time and hassle.
Exactly. And you know what else I like about it? It just makes the whole workplace flow better. People aren't wandering around aimlessly searching for a room.
Right, more efficient, less frustration.
Exactly. Win-win.
Now, there was some buzz about the Teams facilitator agent at Enterprise Connect.
Oh, yeah. That's always a big event. A lot of news comes out of Enterprise Connect.
For those who might not know, it's a major industry event where all the latest and greatest in unified communications gets discussed.
Yeah, so the fact that the Teams facilitator agent was being talked about there really underscores its potential. You know, it's clearly on people's radar as a key piece of the team's room's puzzle.
And to be clear, that's still expected in public preview early next quarter.
That's right. Still some time to wait, but definitely something to watch for.
Okay, let's zero in on Teams panels for a minute. There's a new app version out, 5.3.69.0. But here's the thing. It doesn't seem to be about adding new features for users right now.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah, the main thing is it includes driver packages for devices that aren't even released yet.
Oh, wow. So they're thinking ahead.
Yeah. Getting ready for the future. So if you're currently on app version 5.2.115.0, this update is optional. It's more about laying the groundwork for what's coming down the line.
Smart move. All right. Ensuring compatibility in advance, creating a smooth transition when those new panels do hit the market. It's all about the ecosystem.
Exactly. And there's another Teams Panels app update, version 14491.0.97.2025021101.
Okay.
This one's all about fixes. Specifically for check-in and auto-release functionality.
Ah, those are important. You know, those behind-the-scenes things that can really make or break the user experience?
Yeah, because if those features aren't working right, you can end up with booking conflicts and wasted time.
Absolutely. People get frustrated when rooms aren't releasing properly or when the check-in process is clunky. So these updates are all about making the panels more reliable and easier to use.
Oh, and remember how we talked about occupancy status on Teams panels going GA early next quarter? Well, now it looks like they've moved that timeline up a bit.
Oh, even better.
Yeah, March, April is the new target. So that's good news if you're eager to see those real-time occupancy updates on the panels.
Definitely a welcome change. Shows they're listening, you know. And maybe it means development is going faster than expected or that they've recognized this is a high priority feature for users.
Either way, it's a good sign.
Absolutely.
Oh, and one more quick note about Teams panels. There was an older app version mentioned, 14491.0.95.20240628.04. This one was just about general bug fixes.
So they're not just focusing on the new stuff. That's good to know.
Yeah, it's reassuring to see that they're still paying attention to those older versions, making sure they stay stable and reliable.
Yeah, consistency in bug fixes is really important. It builds trust. You know, people feel confident using a platform when they know that even older versions are being looked after.
Okay, now let's switch gears and talk about Microsoft Teams Rooms on Windows, MTRW.
Okay.
Now, we don't have a specific current app version listed here, but we do have some important roadmap items with revised timelines. So PTZ camera control for mechanical cameras. This one's been moved around a bit, but it looks like May is the new target.
Yeah, timelines can shift, especially with more complex features like that. Sometimes there are technical hurdles or dependencies on other components that need to be sorted out.
Makes sense. Now, on a brighter note, there are a bunch of updates aiming for April.
Oh, good. Like what?
Updates to gallery view, live transcription, and live caption translation.
Nice. Those are all big wins for inclusivity and accessibility.
Right. Being able to see everyone clearly, having the meeting transcribed in real time, and even having those captions translated. These are huge improvements for MTRW rooms.
Especially for remote participants or anyone who needs assistance with following along. Yeah. It levels the playing field, you know. Everyone can fully participate in the meeting.
Exactly. Now, here's something important to think about from a budget standpoint. Support for standard and basic licenses in the Pro Portal is coming in May.
Oh, interesting. More licensing options. That's always good.
Yeah, so this can mean more flexibility and maybe some cost savings for organizations depending on their needs.
Definitely worth taking a look at when those options become available. See if it makes sense for your organization, you know. Maybe you can get the features you need at a better price point.
Also in May, MTRW devices will be able to join town halls as an attendee.
Ah, that opens up a lot of possibilities.
Yeah. Now, meeting rooms can be used for those large-scale events, too. No need for everyone to crowd around a single screen.
Makes town halls more accessible, right? You can have people gathered in different locations, all participating through their local MTRW.
Yeah, it really expands the reach of those events.
And speaking of expanding reach, a couple of features have been pushed back a bit. Start-stop recording on the console within Microsoft 365 and NaltoPace, supporting four simultaneous video streams, are both now aiming for January.
Okay.
And Town Hall presenter support has shifted to February.
So a few adjustments to those timelines.
Right. Sometimes that happens. You know, development takes longer than expected. Testing reveals some things to refine. It's all part of the process.
Okay. And now for a really important announcement, an end-of-life announcement.
Okay.
So Windows 10 is reaching end-of-life on specific MTRW devices after October 14th, 2024.
Wow. Okay. That's big. Which devices are we talking about?
Okay. So it's the Lenovo Hub 500 i5-7500T, HP Slice G2 i5-7500T, HP Elite Slice, i5-7500T, Yealink NUC, NUC 7i5D NKE, i5-7300U, Crestron Skull Canyon, i7-6770HQ, and the Lenovo Tiny PC.
Okay, so anyone using those systems needs to pay attention.
Absolutely, because after that date, support and updates for the Teams Rooms app on those Windows 10 devices will stop. This is critical information.
Yeah, this is not something to ignore. End of life means no more security updates, no bug fixes, no new features. Those devices become vulnerable.
Right, so organizations need to start planning now. What's their strategy? Are they going to migrate to a newer supported device or maybe look at a different platform?
Exactly. They need a plan because sticking with those devices past the end of life date is a big risk. And it really highlights the importance of understanding the life cycle of your technology. You know, these things don't last forever.
Okay, let's move on to Microsoft Teams Rooms on Android, MTRA.
All right.
The current app version is 2.4.2, build 14491.0.96.2025020302. And this latest release has a bunch of good fixes, which is always a positive sign.
Yeah, shows they're actively working on improving the platform. What kind of fixes are we talking about?
So they addressed an issue where pairing was lost, affecting functionality. Then there was a misaligned meeting UI after pressing the back button. That's fixed now. They also fixed a bug that prevented joining meetings via QR code or Bluetooth, made some UI improvements for dual screen setups, and they fixed an issue with the report a problem functionality.
Wow, so they've been busy. It sounds like they're really tackling those user-reported issues, making the experience smoother and more reliable.
Yeah, definitely some welcome improvements there. And for those interested in the nitty-gritty, there's now an AOSP migration guide and a video overview available.
AOSP, so Android Open Source Project. That's interesting.
Yeah, it really points to Android as the strategic direction for Teams Rooms going forward.
Right, so this guide and video are basically resources for anyone who's thinking about moving to an Android-based MTR infrastructure.
Exactly, and you know, AOSP allows for more flexibility and customization, which can be a big plus for some organizations.
Yeah, being able to tailor the platform to their specific needs.
Now looking at the MTRA roadmap, IC3 token authorization was completed back in February. And in April, we're expecting speaker recognition and attribution.
Oh, nice. That'll be a big one.
Yeah, and manual PTZ camera control is also coming in April.
So they're bringing some key features to the Android platform.
Right, catching up with some of the capabilities on the Windows side.
Makes sense. It's all about providing a consistent experience across platforms, you know.
Yeah, no matter what system you're using, you should have access to those core features. Yeah. Oh, and it also looks like there's a big software update wave happening across the MTRA ecosystem.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of OEMs are rolling out updates to their devices right now, and the rest are expected to follow in April.
So that's a major platform level update.
Right, bringing new features and improvements to a whole range of devices.
Good to see. Keeps things fresh and up to date.
Now, just a quick word about the MTRA update cycle. There are three phases: validation, general, and final. And each phase has its own timeline for firmware and software updates. Validation kicks off immediately upon release. Then general firmware updates come within 30 days, with software following 15 days after that. Finally, final firmware is updated within 90 days and software within 45 days.
So they've got a pretty structured rollout process.
Yeah, it's all about ensuring quality and stability. In fact, there's an example from a recent cycle. Validation was on November 15th, general on November 30th, and final on December 30th.
Uh-huh.
And that resulted in all devices being updated by mid-January.
So a fairly quick turnaround.
Yeah, which is good. People don't want to wait months and months for updates.
Exactly.
Okay. Important news for anyone using Teams displays. Microsoft has announced end of support for the Teams display app.
Oh, okay. When's that happening?
It's scheduled for September 3rd, 2025.
All right, so a couple of years away, but something to start thinking about.
Yeah, but they are trying to soften the blow a bit.
Awesome.
Well, they've said they'll aim to maintain compatibility with the most recent version of the core Teams app provided to manufacturers for 2 years after that end of support date.
Okay, so through September 2027.
Right, so it's not like those Teams displays will suddenly stop working, but it does mean there won't be any new features specifically for the app after September 2025.
Right, and dedicated support will end.
So organizations will need to decide what their long-term strategy is for those devices.
Yeah, whether it's upgrading to something else or maybe transitioning to a different solution altogether.
Now for some good news, we've got a whole bunch of newly certified devices hitting the market.
Ooh, new toys. Always exciting.
Right. So we've got the Logitech Zone Wireless 2, which now has native Bluetooth certification, the Yealink SkySound CM50 Dante Audio Kit, The Logitech Rally Bar No Radio, which is an MTRW solution paired with an Osus compute unit. The AudioCodes RXV Cam 50M camera. And the AudioCodes RXV Cam 70 dual lens PTZ camera.
What a lineup.
Yeah, lots of new options for people to choose from, all officially certified for Teams Rooms.
It's great to see that ecosystem continuing to grow.
Mm.
Gives people more choices, more flexibility to find the right solution for their needs.
Okay, let's wrap up with a few quick hits from the other news category. First up, new job history, although it's not entirely clear what that refers to from the information we have.
Yeah, a bit vague.
We also have confirmation that support for basic and standard licenses on MTRW is coming to the Pro Portal in May.
Right, we talked about that earlier. More licensing options, potentially lower costs.
And they're putting a focus on MTRA health signals, specifically identifying and addressing poor quality signals.
So making sure the Android platform stays reliable.
Exactly. And GCCH support is on the way, which is good news for organizations with those specific government compliance requirements.
Absolutely.
And finally, a reminder about the weekly office hours. Every Wednesday, a chance to ask questions and get information directly from the source.
Those are really valuable. Highly recommend checking those out.
Okay, back to the Pro Portal for a minute. A few echoes here of announcements we've already discussed. So ad hoc individual desk booking and auto update workplace presence with Wi-Fi are both still on track for GA and public preview respectively in April. And they're expanding the auto detection of room audio in BYOD rooms to include devices with video.
Also in April.
Yep. So lots happening in that space, really streamlining how people book and manage their workspaces.
Yeah, it's all about making the experience seamless, whether you're in a dedicated Teams room or using your own device.
And just to really hammer home those April timelines, public preview for auto update workplace presence with Wi-Fi and general availability for both room recommender and ad hoc individual desk booking.
Busy month.
Very busy. Lots of exciting stuff coming in those areas.
Definitely going to be a game changer for a lot of people.
Okay, quick word about Microsoft Places. There is a deployment playbook available for those who want to dig deeper into that platform.
Helpful resource.
And there's a community-built tool, the Microsoft Places Viewer, which you can download as well.
Oh, cool. Community tools are always great.
I know, right? It's fantastic to see that engagement. And speaking of community, there are a couple of events to put on your radar. The Empowering Cloud Community Events and the Microsoft Teams Users Group in the USA.
Excellent opportunities to learn and connect with other people in the Teams world.
Yeah, and the next MTDMA session, which stands for Microsoft Teams Devices, App Management, and Automation, is happening on April 16th, 2025.
Don't miss that one. It's a great way to stay up to date on all things Teams devices.
And if you're looking for a real-time discussion and maybe some quick answers to your questions, there's the MTDMA Discord server.
Discord. Perfect for those quick questions.
It's a 24/7 resource for all things Teams devices, so definitely worth joining.
Absolutely.
So to sum it all up, we've got some major updates coming down the pipeline, especially in April. Lots happening around room and desk booking, workplace presence, and improvements to MTRA. But the big thing to remember is that Windows 10 is reaching end of life on those specific MTRW devices in October. And support for the Teams Display app is ending in September 2025.
Right, some crucial dates to keep in mind.
Absolutely. We've tried to really distill all this information down to the essential stuff, the things you need to know to plan ahead and keep your meeting rooms running smoothly.
And hopefully we've gone beyond just the headlines. You know, we've talked about the potential impact of these changes, the questions they raise, the things you need to be thinking about as you manage your technology.
Yeah, exactly. So as you look ahead to all these updates and those end of life dates, what proactive steps can you take? How can you ensure your meeting room technology stays secure, efficient, and continues to meet the needs of your users?
Yeah, big questions to ponder.
Definitely food for thought. And maybe a good topic for discussion in those community forums we mentioned.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us for another deep dive.
Thanks, everyone.